This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. This week, our sustainability desk is reporting on infrastructure, the pipes, roads, and power lines that make our lives possible and our economy strong. The problem is, nobody wants to pay when they're old and broken. Persuading the public to swallow higher fees and taxes is no easy feat, which frustrates the engineers and scientists worried about the consequences. Now they're trying something new. For our series, The Weak Link, Sarah Gardner reports on what happens when science turns to storytelling.
In Southern California, there are two things you can count on. The ground will, at some point, shake. And if it shakes enough, Lucy Jones will appear on TV. Jones is LA's go-to seismologist. Her first memory is a shaker outside Ventura, California.
I remember my mother getting us into the hallway and sort of crouching over us and protecting us, and our Siamese cat screaming.
Jones is a scientist, but science, she says, is a foreign language to policymakers. When she needed to persuade LA's movers and shakers that the city's infrastructure was dangerously vulnerable to a major quake, she turned in part to storytelling.
It's 10 a.m. The largest earthquake to hit Southern California in modern times has just begun. Some people react appropriately.
That's from an earthquake scenario that Jones and 300 other academics, business people, and government officials produced in 2008. It still inspires yearly earthquake drills. They used scientific and economic data to create a plausible story about Los Angeles after a 7.8 quake on the San Andreas Fault.
You know, we're not talking Armageddon here.
Earthquake engineer Keith Porter was one of Jones's collaborators.
And our philosophy was, if you plan for this particular earthquake, you'll be better prepared for the actual earthquake.
The so-called shakeout scenario starts 10 minutes before the quake and ends 6 months later. Buildings collapse, others burn, water and power fail, businesses shutter. This and the stories of other disasters, like Hurricane Katrina, were useful, Jones told scientists recently, in persuading civic leaders here to make seismic resiliency a priority. Though scientists are trained to ignore anecdotes.
The reality is that's how people communicate. And when we reject the stories, we are rejecting a lot of the ways in which we can connect to other people.
Duh, I'm still thinking about that Siamese cat screaming. Jones notes that San Francisco's earthquake story is one of near total destruction. Most of the city's buildings burned down in the 1906 quake. Modern Los Angeles, on the other hand, has the Northridge quake in 1994.
The city's story in LA is of resilience and recovery, and look how great we did. And so it's harder to believe that you have to make the difficult investments.
In Los Angeles, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.